This is Wicked Roadie, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hi, everybody, and welcome. My name is Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro. Thank you so much for tuning in to the podcast hosted Best of Rhode Island by the readers of Rhode Island Monthly. I might have said boasted. I am just running on sheer adrenaline. So excited. So for everybody at home, we actually are recording this on the Wednesday, the day before it releases, in the afternoon, hours away from them dropping the puck for the Stanley Cup final.
Isn't it crazy?
It's crazy. And you're not supposed to say finals. Everybody's been hopping on that this year. It's the Stanley Cup Final is the name of the series.
Why are we not allowed to say finals? I mean, there are multiple games.
Yes, it is true, but I don't know. It sounds something like Canadian or something, but
this is like daylight saving time. Daylight savings, like everyone gets up in arms about the S. Who is it that adds S's? I mean, you know how Boston, they're known for dropping the R's and adding R's in different places. Like, why are we adding S's to all these things?
Because we're an uncultured society who has no idea how to survive on this planet. I mean, clearly our ancestors before us are just so disappointed with the choices we've made. So take that. I honestly have no idea. Well, it's like the people who say Twin Rivers.
Yes, you're right.
It would make sense to say there's Twin Rivers. There's two rivers, but it's Twin River Casino. Mm-hmm. The twin being the name, not necessarily two rivers. So I don't know, folks. Here's the deal. If they win tonight, this is going to be an absolute crazy weekend up in Boston. I am not declaring them the winner at this time.
I'm knocking on all sorts of wood in our studio right now.
The fact of the matter is if they win, there will probably be a parade. I would venture to guess on Saturday, because that would make the most sense. The last time they had a parade, it was held on Saturday. Mm-hmm. That was back in 2011. Of course, less than 129 days ago, they had another parade in Boston for the Patriots. it has been 129 days since we've had a championship won. So they're really, it's a dry spell right now, folks.
Poor New England fans. What shall we do?
It's tough. Again, I don't want to jinx it. It's still a tough game. And the thing that scares me about this, and obviously I'm not that much of a sports talk person where I can give you all the stats and the details about, playing percentages and all that other stuff. But here's the deal. There is no more games after today. This is it. Mm-hmm. And the St. Louis team is a very physical team, and they get violent. Ooh. And they have come out and said, you can play however you want because you're not going to get suspended. You're not going to get in trouble.
You're right. It's like being a senior in high school or whatever, college. Like, you finished your exams. You can do whatever you want.
Right. So this will be certainly an interesting post. Of course, you may be listening to this podcast and you already know that they won or they lost, and it doesn't really matter. So glad you've joined us once again.
And thank you. In the future.
We're hoping for a win, because obviously that's just a wonderful thing. And to be candid, I'm Team Jim on this one. Are you aware of what's going on?
Oh yeah. Oh, totally. Okay.
So I love the interviews, by the way, that the NBC crew has tried to do, these sportscasters, with Jenna Fischer, who was Pam from The Office, talking to her as if she was still Pam from The Office. What's it like with Dwight? It's like, is that really the question we want to go with, guys?
Yeah.
And she handled it graciously. And it's an odd situation because you have these two big timeouts in between periods while they refresh the ice and whatnot, mm-hmm. with Zamboni and all that other stuff. So, anywho, that's all the excitement that's going on, folks. Pandemonium is set to break. Act like you've been here before. While you're tuned in on the road, whether you're working, getting errands done, maybe you're just listening and enjoying the episode, if you hear something that piques your interest, you can find all the links and info for for everything we talk about here on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
Summer's officially here. you know, so many of us, maybe our kids already finished school or they're finishing school within the next couple of days. Now's a great time to really unwind, set yourself for the rest of a relaxing summer, and heading on over to FlowRI might be able to really kick you off to a relaxing summer success, like I was saying.
Yeah, they have so many great services over there. The namesake being the floating or float therapy or the float tank. It's where you spend 60 or 90 minutes in this private pod of 850 pounds of Epsom salt and 10 inches of water that's heated to skin temperature. It creates this anti-gravity environment. And let me tell you something. It is an hour or 90 minutes, whatever you choose to spend in there. It is like hitting the giant reset button on your body. You will feel amazing. So you can learn more about FloatRI by visiting our website. We got some giveaways coming up. So check that out. FloatRI over there in Warwick.
Kicking things off,
yes,
we got some interesting stuff going on. Well,
what do we have for Wicked Interesting this week, Mary?
It's Father's Day weekend.
Oh, that's right.
Isn't that crazy town?
I forgot about
that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is here. So tons of fun things are going to be going on for dads, you know, whether it's, you know, just having out some backyard barbecues, getting together with the family. But I want to let you know that dads get in free at Mystic Aquarium. We talk about Mystic Aquarium all the time. They have fantastic events. They're another one of our local places that it's really just worth it to get their membership because it pays for itself within two visits. They do great conservation work over there, but it's also a fantastic place now that the weather's getting warmer. They have great outdoor exhibits, and dads get the VIP treatment, man. They're going to be able to go for free to Mystic Aquarium.
Now, here's the thing, dads. You may think, oh, geez, an aquarium, and I love to fish. This is not the place to bring a fishing pole. As easy as it sounds, as convenient as it may sound, hey, I'll go, the kids will get an education, and I'll catch dinner. That's not the point. No. Please do not bring it. Do your early morning fishing at the lake or the pond or wherever. Just let's just not cross that.
Yeah, save the belugas.
Yeah, thank you. All right, so that's your Wicked Interesting Pick of the Week. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's the Wicked Fun in the 401. All right, Mary, the 165th annual regatta, including the Swan American Regatta, will be taking place on, well, it'll actually begin on Friday and go through the weekend at the New York Yacht Club, which is located in Rhode Island, Newport. Everybody thinks that the New York Yacht Club is actually Newport. No, that's not the case. It is the New York Yacht Club. They're there. And this is New England's, well, excuse me, North America's oldest annual regatta. It features 3 great days of racing, including 2 separately scored around the island race on Friday. There's 2 awards parties happening, 1 fabulous regatta dinner on Saturday night. Mm. And perhaps, folks, you're not in the upper echelons of society and you didn't get your invitation to the fancy dinner or anything. Let me tell you this. You're lucky.
Okay.
Be happy, because you have to get all dressed up kinds of fancy and know all sorts of weird words. Here's why we're telling you about this. You can go down to Newport and watch these from the shores and get involved. It is awesome. It is so cool to see. Mm-hmm. Perhaps you want to go over to Goat Island and you want to take in the sights from there. Maybe you want to go down to Fort Adams and watch it along the shores of the fort there. Definitely check it out. It's something, you know, cool if you've got a child who's potentially thinking of getting into sailing or just wants to learn more about it. Of course, you can obviously follow along online. They have all the links there and everything. But that is happening this weekend. The oldest, ladies and gentlemen, the oldest annual regatta in North America happens in Newport, Rhode Island.
So cool.
We really are. So you don't need the fancy jacket. Just show up and be part of it. And, you know, tell people you're fancy.
Right? Bring your own picnic lunch. Nobody needs to know.
BYOF. Bring your own fancy.
Bring your own fancy. Well, if you want to continue to be fancy, you can head on over to the Strawberry Festival Doesn't that sound fancy? A festival all about strawberries. Or maybe it doesn't sound too fancy.
It sounds magical.
Fun.
It sounds great if you're not allergic to them. Sounds amazing.
Truly. Well, this is going to be taking place on Saturday from 12 to 4 p.m. at Smith's Castle, right over in North Kingstown. Now, if you haven't been to Smith's Castle, it is a beautiful historic place right here in the Ocean State. This event is going to be having a puppeteer, Dan Butterworth. There's going to be the Jesse Liam Band, children's activities including Pony Rides and Baby Chicks, courtesy of Casey Farm, local vendors, and of course, homemade strawberry shortcake for purchase. Admission is really, really reasonable. It's $8 per adult. School-age children are $6. And then if they're under 5, they are for free. And they're making it really affordable for those of you who might have a big family, because some of you really might have, like, you know, the big old van chock full of people inside of it. They're going to have a $20 family cap. Because I know a lot of people, they're like adding it up. You know, they got all these kids, they got all this family. Don't you worry, you won't spend more than $20.
That's perfect. The Bacon and Beer Fest. Now, I know what you're thinking. Ben, you don't drink. And to that, I would say that's correct. But I do love bacon.
Yes,
I
do.
Oh, do I love me some bacon. So you can check that out. That is happening. It's hosted by Rhode Island Food Fights. And you guys know I had Jim Nellis in the car not that long ago. And it's such a... This is going to be such a great event. It's hosted by Rhode Island Food Fest and Beervana Fest. It is taking place at the Cranston Print Works. So you can check that out. It's going to be just 25 local restaurants and their favorite bacon-inspired dish, along with 25 local breweries. So the tickets are still on sale. And you've long passed the early bird tickets, but folks, this is something that if you can't get in this year, put it on your calendar for next year, because this is something that what's better than bacon? And for those who love beer, what's better than bacon and beer? And like I said, Jim Nellis, the team over there at Rhode Island Food Fights, they go so far beyond with their events. They're really spectacular. Of course, they do the cookie cook-off. They do the donut throwdown, all these different things. So check it out. Bacon and Beer Fest, the third annual Bacon and Beer Fest, RI, hosted by RI Food Fights, happening on Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. What else you got?
So Providence had, of course, PVD Fest going on last weekend. And this weekend, it is all about Rhode Island Pride. Their Pride Fest is going to be taking place, of course, in the capital city. Starting things off Saturday, June 15th, from 12 to about 7. It's just going to be a whole bunch of vendors, entertainment, activities. Lots of different organizations will be there. Food trucks, Hasbro Kids Zone. There will also be beer, wine, and spirits garden. Tons of fun things to go on for the entire family. And then at night is the Illuminated Night Parade. And if you have not yet been downtown to see the Pride Parade, it's honestly one of the biggest highlights of the Pride celebration. Like dazzling floats, performing artists, marching groups, businesses, spectators. And because, of course, it's at night, there's all different light up things. So this is the time and place. If you like to wear glow necklaces and bracelets and all that kind of fun stuff, this is the event for you. So that is taking place Saturday night, 8 p.m. downtown in Providence.
Wicked family friendly, ladies and gentlemen. Mary, you have something that is going to delight the ears and perhaps educate the minds of people young and old. What's going
on? That's right. It's Jazz in the Park, featuring the Rhode Island Philharmonic Youth Jazz Ensembles. And let me tell you, these kids are fantastic musicians. Now, this group, of course, is led by the Rhode Island Philharmonic Jazz Ensemble Coordinator, Wendy Klein. It's early jazz, swing, bebop, Latin jazz, cool jazz, fusion. It's going to be taking place Sunday at 2 p.m. in the Blackstone Field. Now, that's this really kind of perfect little niched away field across from the Narragansett Boat Club on the east side of Providence, and it is a free event. Now, donations, of course, are accepted, gladly appreciated, of course, for the music school to keep on going on. But if you enjoy jazz, I'm going to tell you, you can go to this and you're barely even going to believe how the age of some of these musicians. And if you do have children who, you know, maybe they are budding musicians themselves, maybe they've shown interest, maybe they're in fourth grade and they just started to play the trumpet, trumpet, taking them to an event like this, especially it being outdoors, it's going to allow them to get their sillies out, be able to run around, but still be able to listen to this fantastic music by these really talented young musicians.
No, that's great. And, you know, the school there, I mean, obviously, if you're looking for, you know, to get your kid into education, music education, you can speak highly to that school. They've done such a wonderful job over there. So certainly, certainly recommend them for all your school education needs.
Exactly.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, no matter where you are in in Rhode Island, you're never more than 18 and a half miles from either the water or Massachusetts or Connecticut. I want you to head over to Massachusetts if you're interested. This weekend, the Battleship Rehab Weekend is taking on the Big Mamie, the Battleship Massachusetts. And this is something, well, you actually can, you could spend a night on the ship if you need billeting, if you need help, spend the night there. But it's time for her seasonal makeover. You can spend a day, a couple hours, whatever. You can spend all the time in the world you want. This is just getting the World War II battleship, the Battleship Massachusetts, ready to go for the summer. So it's going to, you know, be most of the work will be outside. So just keep that in mind. If you are going to go, make sure you're taking the proper precautions, whether it be a hat or sunblock. But it's over there at the Battleship Cove. Again, just totally an awesome place. And if you can't make it this weekend, just get there over the summer, because they really do have such a unique thing. I'm looking forward to bringing Little Foster Man there at some point, just because, you know, he passes it every day and he looks at it. And I don't know if he just doesn't understand what it is. But I am at the point now where he will be too, and I am looking for things to do that take a few hours, burn a lot of energy for him and for me, so we can come home and take our respective naps.
Love it. I love it. Good planning. Good planning.
Yeah, you know, I'm getting good at this.
Wicked Roadie is really, really proud to partner with the United Way of Rhode Island. We've been talking about different ways that you can spread the word about wonderful opportunities for you, your family, your friends, and different ways that you can volunteer in and around Rhode Island. So kicking things off, the Dare to Dream Ranch, which offers alternative therapy programs for service members, veterans, and their families. They're seeking volunteer development director to help plan events, solicit merchandise, and apply for grants.
That's such a great place. I visited there recently over the past couple weeks and did a carpooling episode there, and it was amazing. Also, Save the Bay is looking for volunteers to help with some shoreline cleanups on the following dates. June 30th over at Longmeadow Fishing Area, July 1st and 8th over at Oakland Beach, and on July 11th at Connecticut Point Park. Now, look, if you're going to go volunteer for this thing, bring closed-toed shoes.
Yeah, no flippy floppies.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with this stuff. All ages are invited, but if you have kids under 16, they're going to participate with you as the adult. Mm-hmm. And you can get the waiver just by contacting the United Way or Save the Bay. They're both wonderful organizations there. Save the Bay just truly doing such a huge undertaking for many years. Our biggest resource there, making sure it stays clean. Mm-hmm. If you want to learn about the United Way, UWRI, United Way Rhode Island, or if you're in need of assistance, just visit their website or simply dial 211 and you get connected to the help you need. All right, ladies and gentlemen, everything we talked about today can be found on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram. And if you're posting pictures from any of these events, or if you're heading down to the water, or if you've just found something wicked cool here in the Ocean State, we would love to know about it. You can simply tag us in the description, or you can use the hashtag Wicked Roadie. This is a great way for other people to learn about our podcast.
If you are looking to get your message directly into the ears of the listeners, just email us wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com or reach out to us on Facebook.
Until next time, folks, my name's Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro.
And you've been listening to Wicked Roadie. We'll have more for you next Thursday.
Go Bruins.
Of course, this is pre-recorded.